Yoel Perik based, Pasigalef. Dr. Mendel Hirsch has, I think, maybe one of my most favorite introductions to any Perik of Nach. This Perik continues the speech begun in Perik Aleph, where we saw at the very end of the Perik, where the people are lamenting, even innocent animals are sharing the suffering of the people because of their guilt, against these disheartened, weakening moanings. The prophet urges the people to pull themselves together and act like men, which is a beautiful statement. Only could have been written by somebody in the 1800s. Get in big trouble for saying something like that today. So, Tiku Shofar B'Tzion, says the Navi Yoel. Blow the shofar in Tzion. Announce that you have to do tshuva, says Rashi. V'horiyu b'har kodshi, and blow a tekiya, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. And we said that before. Go to the Beis HaMikdash and mourn over what's going on with the Mincha, with the Nesach. Yirgazu kol yoshvei ha'aretz. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Ki va yom Hashem, ki karov. The day of God has come, and it is at hand. And this is the day when terrible things are going to happen. The calamity is here. But you got to do tshuva. You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Act like men. Beis yom choshech va'afela. Now, it's not going to be an easy day. It's a day of darkness and gloom, which may also imply the idea of a psychological gloom that one feels when it's so dark, contrasting to the light, says Radak, which is the onset of the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of seeing hope. So the darkness and pitch darkness, Afela is, it's so black you can't see anything. Rashi says that part of this is literal because of the huge cloud of locusts darkening the sky. You can't even see the dawn spread all over the mountain. The locusts are here. I just got word that one of my brothers-in-law, child who is 12, about to have his bar mitzvah, is putting on tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, so they fed him some kosher locust. I saw a picture of him eating something, and the caption said it's a delicacy. Ugh. But, you know, sometimes them's good eating. Crunchy. And so, it's a choshech ba'afelo, yomanon ba'arafel, a day of clouds and thick darkness. That would be pitch black. Kishachar porus al hehorim, like the dawn spread over the mountains, which you can't even see because of all of them locusts in the way. I'm Rab V'Otsum, a mighty and numerous people, people of bugs. Lo nihi kamohu lo nihiya min ha'olam. There's never been anything quite like this since the beginning of time. As we know, in Mitzrayim, there was only one species of locust. Here, there are four of them. Nothing like the one in the time of Yoel. The Acharav lo Yosef, and afterwards, there will be no more. Ad shenei dor vador, until the years of the generations. Till the generations end, which means never. So Barbanel again, who says this is Bavel that we're talking about, those hosts will not be equaled until the Romans invade Eretz Yisrael later, and then that's going to be many generations worth. Lefanav achla esh, says Pasagimel. Fire consumes before it, because the locusts destroy everything in front of them, just like a fire leaving nothing behind. Ve'acharav telahed lehava, and a flame blazes after it. So whatever was burnt by the initial fire is absolutely used up completely after the locusts. And it could be that this is a temperature conversation because the heat and dryness and aridity of a drought is like a fire, and wildfires do propagate often in the case of such weather conditions. There's no moisture in the air. Ki gan eden ha'aretz lefanav, the land beforehand was like the Garden of Eden. Before the locusts came, ve'acharav midbar shemama, and after their passing in its wake, it's a desert wasteland. Began paleta lo hayisalo, and there's no remnant left over, no vegetation left, says Radak. Nothing escapes, says Ibn Ezra. Absolutely gone. Dalad kamare susim mar ehu, like the appearance of horses, an army of mounted troops, when they're running. The stampede So Malbim says that this is a reference to the kind of self-motivated that the Arba, like horses, can run wild and cover everything quickly. Uchefarashim ken yarutzim, like the chariot riders, like the horsemen, so do they run. The idea of a locust running is funny as long as you're thinking about it, but I saw a water bug at midnight last night, and let me tell you, when those things run, yeesh. Hey, kekal markavos al roshei haharem yirakedun. Like the sound of chariots on the mountaintops, they leap, clattering all over the place. The locusts emit this loud buzzing, this noise. Kekal lahav esh ochla kosh, like the sound of flame of fire consuming stubble. This whoosh, there's a noise there. And the locusts are making this noise too. Ke'am atzum eruch milchama, like a mighty people arrayed for battle. So when the forces of nature are arrayed against you like a mighty people arrayed for battle, that is truly frightening. And let me tell you, I don't like bugs. And finally, pasuk vav, mi panav yachilu amim. People quake from before it. Who wouldn't? Kol panim kibtzu farur. All faces become blackened like a pot. This is a phrase that's used occasionally in Tanakh, occasionally in the Mishnayos. The idea that the faces withdraw their beauty. I, frankly, go pale when I see too many bugs coming running at me with no escape. Here they become blackened in the sense that there's no beauty left, no life in the face. They change color. Generally speaking, that's parur with the word pe'er, beauty. That's the withdrawing of beauty that the various mefarshim talk about.